Hello and welcome to Stories from a Small Blue Marble. My name is Brian Hancock and I'll be your storyteller. Before we get started, I wanted to thank you for listening. These stories are my life in small bite-sized chunks. I have had an incredibly charmed life and I'm happy that you're here with me to enjoy some of it. So let's get started. In my story, Under African Skies, I tell a story about getting caned when I was at school. It's a funny story, well, sort of. It was all just part of growing up in a public school in South Africa. Discipline was meted out the same way as it was done in England. Spare the rod and spoil the child was how things were. I'm now an adult, a grown man with children of my own and two sweet grandsons. I've seen some things in life, but I cannot, in any way, get my head around the fact that adults thought that it was okay to take a stick and beat a child. In no universe is that ever okay. Our beloved vice principal died a few years ago. The school was in mourning. He was such a great man. He coached the rugby team and the cricket team, and he was with the school for, I don't know, 50 years or so. I don't think he was a great man. He took a stick and regularly beat children, sometimes until they bled. That included me. In no universe is that ever okay. They can try and pass it off as tradition. Well, okay. They can try and claim that it was justified in the eyes of the Lord. Churches have always provided a place for bad behavior to hide behind. Well, okay, but I'm here to tell you that it's not okay to beat a defenseless child and to play torturous games like making sure that they say thank you after each whipping and making them stand there unable to rub their backsides while you call your wife and make lunch plans. If you did, you're a sick man and should have sought help. No, I'm sorry. In no universe is beating a child ever okay. So as much as I did enjoy my school years, and as much as I think that I went to some of the best schools in the world, if those people who beat me were still alive today, I would show up on their doorsteps and demand to know what they were thinking, or more to the point, what they weren't thinking. I would suggest that they look inside their heads and ask themselves how they ever figured that it was just a fine thing to do to a defenseless child. Despite it being a tradition, whipping children was not the right thing to do. At some point in their adult lives, that should have occurred to them. I'm happy to say that they no longer whip kids at my old school, and as far as I can tell, the students there have grown up to be awesome people without the brutality of a whip for discipline. For all of my books, please go to www.brianhancockbooks.org. It's .org, not .com. There you'll find all of my books, my Substack blogs, stories, and very soon my podcasts. There'll be interviews with sailing legends, and I think you'll enjoy all of the content. So please check in and say hello, and thanks as always for listening.